Hello. Welcome to Droid Today. This is Droid Today Live. There's a video going on right now. Droid Today is your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Today is Friday, the 27th of February 2015, and I'm your host, Chris Wilson. This is your first time encountering Droid Today. Let me just tell you a quick little bit about us. We are a daily Android podcast, Monday to Friday, and we cover the latest news, tips, and tricks in the Android world. Today, we've got four news stories for you coming up. Some of these are big news stories. Some of these are very going to have a massive impact on how you use your Android device. Other ones, not so big stories. A few app reviews. And there is one little device preview that we're going to show you later on as well. It's an interesting day because, of course, MWC, Mobile World Congress, where a lot of new groups are going to show off their devices. That's starting very soon, starting next week. So there's a lot of the leaks have come out already earlier on in the week. And now we're into the final part. By the way, just a couple of notes. If you want to see the video for today's episode, I'm going to put it up on the website, droidtoday.com. If you want to listen to today's episode afterwards, then you can find it on your podcast app of choice. If you want to send us a message about something that comes up in today's episode, you can do that on the website, or you can go to Twitter and send us a message at droid_today. Finally, if you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a review on iTunes. I would love that. So let's get into the top four Android news stories for the day. So story number one, which I've misplaced now. Huawei has posted ads around Barcelona Airport for an unreleased, unannounced Android Wear device. DJ2, the app I was using to play the music, the intro music at the start of the episode, is now free as an option, as a free option on the Play Store. Sundar Pichai, the head of Android, has released a few more snips about what is the future of Android and Google Plus are at an interview with Forbes magazine. And of course, the big news story, the FCC passed a measure for net neutrality with 3-2 votes. So going into the first story, Huawei has posted ads for an unannounced watch at Barcelona Airport. Whether this was a mistake and the marketing team intended this to actually come out later, to be up at the end of the event or when they announced it, rather than actually before they had announced the device, who knows? But Huawei, the Chinese manufacturer, are getting into the Android Wear arena. The Huawei watch looks pretty cool, actually. It's quite stylish, curved shape, as you might expect. There's no apparent flat tire effect like you have with the Moto 360. And it looks metallic. It's got a nice, stylish watch face. And it's good to see a Chinese manufacturer getting in big ways into the Android Wear space. More competition is always a good thing to drive good value for us consumers out there. So let's see what they announce in the next coming days. DJ2 from Algorithms. So this is an interesting app. I've had it for a while on my phone. And basically what you can do is you can sync up music and, after music, play it there. And then you can do things like scratching. Yeah. And you can also add in some effects. So I'm going to show you some effects here now with a pad. I think I'm going to show you some effects. Pad. Huh, it's, it went there, so. So you can really play around with it. And this has previously been a premium app, but now there is a free version that's come out onto the Android into the Play Store. So you can get these features, many of these features, for free. In fact, I've struggled to see what features aren't included in the free version. If you're thinking that you use a streaming service and you don't have a large amount of music on your device, well, the good news is you can use it with a Spotify account and you can get a 7-day free Spotify premium trial to use Spotify with it. So you can use any music. So if you want to have a bit of fun as a DJ, you know, you've always wanted to try DJing then, or your friends have always said that you know the best music, then why not give it a try? DJ2 is a fun little app. I was trying to do the intro with it. It didn't work so well, but there you go. So that's a new free version. It's out on the Play Store. Big story. Sundar Pichai was interviewed for Forbes magazine, and he came out with some interesting statements about the future of Google Plus and Android. As I'm sure you're well aware, Google Plus is quite heavily baked into Android in many ways. The Photos app changed and became Google Plus Photo. So if you wanted to use Google's default photo app application, it became very much about using Google Plus for your photos. And there are other services as well, like Hangouts was a really, Google really pushed Hangouts to be a replacement for SMS messaging and to have all your messages in Hangouts, which is actually how I do it. But this is also connected in with Google Plus as well. So if you weren't a fan of Google Plus as a social network, then you would have found some of these moves to be quite annoying in the past. Well, first things first, Sundar Pichai points out that Google Plus isn't dead. I'm actually broadcasting on Google Plus, so I'm glad to hear that. He points out it's not dead. It is still growing, and sign-ins using the Google Plus authentication service, if you've ever used the service which says sign in with Google Plus and use your Google details to sign in, that's been growing massively. The social network side, the stream, the communities, things like that, that's not been growing as much, which isn't great news for Google's plan with that. So the outcome of this, which is, of course, the most important thing, is it looks like Sundar Pichai, he's hinted that they're going to separate out some of these services. So if you really like Hangouts for stuff like being able to broadcast a podcast live with video, or if you really like photos, or if you want to store your photos better on your Android device and not have to use a third-party service, well, the good news is they're probably going to be separated out from Google+, so they'll be more independent, but can also probably tie in. There are hints that there may be a new service coming as well, or a refresh of the whole Google Plus idea. But what this means is they're following a track like Facebook. If you remember Facebook, all of its apps were very heavily integrated. And since then, especially in mobile, they've separated out many of their services. So now you've got Facebook Messenger, which you pretty much have to have if you want to use it on a mobile device. You've got Facebook Paper, which is their alternative way to look at Facebook if you're mainly for US. I've never been able to get it because I have a UK account. But also the Facebook Groups Manager, the Facebook Groups as well. So there are different apps. They're separating out their services, providing different apps that are specialized to do those things rather than one app for everything. And it looks like Google perhaps are going a bit more down that route with this new announcement from Sundar Pichai. It doesn't mean that Google Plus is dead. If you love Google Plus, I enjoy Google Plus, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily dead. It just means that perhaps this is a bit of a change of direction. Probably Google services will continue to be heavily integrated. If you remember Google Calendar, the new update to Google Calendar adds in the ability to attach a Google Drive document straight into your your calendar events. And so it's unlikely that these things are going to separate out completely, but they'll continue to be integrated, but not require you to have the other services to use the other one. So if you want to just use Google Photos without putting them up onto the social network, that's more likely to be true in the future. So the big, huge story, of course, from yesterday, actually, by this time now, is that the FCC passed a measure on net neutrality. Now, for the idea, the basic idea of net neutrality, if you don't know, is that it's what we have now, pretty much. It's the idea that that all data should be treated equally. So like a utility like water, you don't get preferential you don't get water delivered to some houses quicker than others, unless, of course, you happen to live nearer the plant, I guess, in theory, where it would get delivered there a bit quicker. But just like that, with the internet, if I want to send you a file as a friend, then that will take the same amount of time as if a big company wants to send you a file. Or alternatively, if you want to go to any website, then your internet service provider only charges you one cost to access the whole internet. Sure, there may be limitations with some issues of censorship as well within certain countries, where, you know, some countries are worse than others. But in general, you can get any information you want in the same way at the same speed, no extra costs. So the measures that people were suggesting as an alternative was the ability to charge extra money to both data providers or to the customers to access certain information and throttle the information. So, for example, if you the negative example would be something like, let's say you want to watch Netflix, but your service provider, to get that, you have to pay more to your ISP so that you can access it, as well as paying Netflix for the actual service. Or maybe you'd have to pay them more so that you could get it at the same rate that you got Amazon Prime Videos, for example. Netflix is always the example used, I think, because they had a hard deal. There was this case with one ISP as well. But the converse side of that actually is that, let's say, big company Netflix want to deliver their information quicker. They could pay ISPs to prioritize their information and send it faster through their networks. So in theory, for media-intensive material, such as video content, it could have been there could be some advantages with that if a company pays for it to go to you. But in general, there are much more potential disadvantages, especially for small businesses, with a measure such as if prioritization was given to other information. So, if a single person wants to start making an app, or wants to build the next Facebook, or wants to make their own YouTube videos, for example, then it's much. But they don't have a lot of money, then they probably wouldn't be able to compete with the big name companies. So it helps establish monopolies if you don't have a measure like this. So the measure was passed 3-2, 3-2. So very close. It was basically Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other side. Chairman sided with the Democrats to vote for net neutrality. I don't want to get into the whole political side of that. I honestly, I'm a Brit, so I'm not going to get into it. I've learned to stay shut about American politics for a long time. But what this means is that there won't be these fast lanes for certain forms of data. So Everyone around the world is, many people are rejoicing at this because it means information can travel freely. There is a quality of data. The internet is being treated like a utility. Whether some bad things will come out of this in the future, because who knows, we will see. But I think it's a pretty good direction to go in. I think it will help us with our devices, especially that there won't be this prioritization of big name companies over startups. So it's great for that competition to challenge with services rather than just being hindered and handicapped. So great move for that. So my question for you as a listener, you've listened to this whole episode. So if you want feedback, this is my question for you. How do you feel about the unbundling of Google services from Google Play, such as Hangouts and Photos? Is this something that you think is a good thing, or are you perfectly happy with how the services are at the moment? You can give me feedback in two ways. One is going to droidtoday.com and leaving feedback there in comments on today's episode. The second is going to Twitter, sending us a message at @droid_today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please go to iTunes and give us a review. If you have watched this for the first time as a video and you'd like to keep catching every episode of the podcast, which is from Monday to Friday, then you can go to your podcast app of choice, so, and then subscribe, and you will get a new episode hand-delivered by Magic Pixie Elves every day, freshly. You wake up and it's there in your podcast app. And also, just thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Remember, the video will also be on the website, so if you'd like to watch it, see a bit of DJ2 in action, then go to the website droidtoday.com and you can see that there. So thank you for listening, and goodbye.